How good is good enough? How bad is too bad? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 444, titled How Good is Good Enough? How Bad is Too Bad? Beloved, I am here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Many people, while admitting they have sinned, think that they are still good enough to go to heaven on their own merits. Others think they have sinned so much that they are too bad to go to heaven. So how good is good enough? Just how good does a person have to be to earn eternal life and live forever in heaven? According to God's standard, the only standard that really counts, a person would have to live an absolutely perfect life to earn eternal life. Not one lie, not one evil thought, not one disrespectful word to their parents, etc. Absolutely perfect. Do you think you have fulfilled and maintained this strict standard? The Holy Bible says in Romans 3, chapter 3, verse 19, Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Wow, the whole world stands guilty before God. No one can argue that they have lived a perfect life. No one, not you, not me, not the Pope, no one. We don't like to think about it, but it is true. We all have sinned. But you may say, I've never committed any terrible sins. I've been pretty good. Perhaps you are right, but is pretty good good enough? The answer is no, it's not. In fact, some sins that we consider minor are really major in the Lord's sight. Have you ever murdered anyone? Consider this. The Bible says in 1 John 3:15, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Could it be that we are greater sinners than we realize? Could it be that we are not all that good after all? We need to keep in mind that the Bible states in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. So how bad is too bad? Maybe you are one who thinks you have sinned so much that there is no forgiveness for you. We often offend people so greatly that they may refuse to forgive us. But God is love, and He loves to forgive. To those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord would assure us, I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Under God's inspiration, the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. This tells us that the world's greatest sinner has found forgiveness and is saved. If he can be saved, then we can all be saved. So none are without sin, but none are without hope either. The Lord wants all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. By now you may be asking, what do I have to do to be saved? A sinner in Bible times asked the same question. The answer was simple, yet profound. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. That's it. That's all there is to it. Yes, the Lord Jesus did all the work. Simply put your trust in the finished work, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and God will save you right here, right now. The Holy Bible states in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. Won't you bow your knee and bow your head to the Lord Jesus Christ right now and confess that He is Lord? No matter how good you think you are or how bad you think you are, the Lord saves all those who come to Him in faith. Jesus Christ declared in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. No one is so good that they don't need to be saved. No one is so bad that they can't be saved. So, dear friend, if you want to be saved from the wrath to come and from an eternity in hell, just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. For Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day from the dead by the power of God. And then simply pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Call on his name, for the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul and change my life. Lord, I don't understand it all, but I believe it all and I thank you for it all. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Jesus Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Dear friend, the tract this podcast is based on is published by MWTB, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word, God's gospel, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract, this pamphlet, online at mwtb.org. Until next time, my dear friend, may God bless you and keep you is my prayer.